Good evening, everybody. Good evening. We're having a very different kind of show tonight. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design, and that's an option that we all make to send really positive feelings out in the world, because what we send out vibrationally comes back to us. And it's very interesting that we've been talking about projections, because that is one style of projection. But other styles of projection that are really interesting are sending out messages about what you believe about, for example, the archetypes, like feminine power, or just power itself, or fear, or defense, or how you felt with your mother, or what you're afraid about with yourself, or how we parent our children and what we project onto them. As Dwal Kool, in his book, called The Matter of Mind, A Guide to the Explorer's Guide to the Labyrinth of the Mind, he told us at the beginning of the book something that cracked me up. Because as an intuitive and energy counselor, I know about projections and stuff. But the way he put it was, every one of us, all of us is projecting all of the time. It's not who's projecting. It's like, what are we projecting? Can we get in touch with it? What projections are coming at us? And what he says, and I think I agree with this actually, he calls it all karmic. And from my perspective, I would call it all energetic and cellular. So like what you're projecting is coming from lifetimes of experiences, meaning I feel badly about myself, nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I'm going into the garden to eat worms. Those kinds of self-effacing things don't come from this lifetime only. They're accrued, they're gathered from lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And then we start to think that they're reality, but it's how our mind has been taught to work. And if we look at all of that that's been gathered from lifetimes of experiences, and we look at what we're projecting and what's coming back to us, we realize also that if we can back up from what we're projecting, if we can even just recognize it, if nothing else, we can actually neutralize it. We can neutralize it so that it neutralizes our karma. And so instead of going out there with what they call the tyranny of the mind, we become more and more in charge of it. So I have a special guest with me tonight. Bob is away. All of you hear about Bob. But I have with me who I call my grandest one, my grandson, Dade. Dade, would you like to welcome to the show, Dade?
Hi.
What are we projecting on him is probably he should behave himself and be really quiet, but he has a lot of wisdom as well, don't you?
Yep. Some old people usually have wisdom and experience inside them.
That's right. So we're going to learn from the people who call in. Now, you might want to leave for a bit because we're going to do a meditation and come back after a while. Would you like to do that?
Sure, I would like to do a meditation.
Okay. So, everyone, we're going to close our eyes and we're going to do a meditation, which I like to do because all of us in the Radiance by Design community connect together and we can...
See the meditation I'm doing?
Excellent. Okay. When we do it all together, we empower our community and the whole area with a different kind of consciousness. Another thing that I keep reading about is how you and I breathe other people's breath, other people's thoughts and feelings and so on, let alone the amount of stuff we've collected through lifetimes. So when we do a collected...
You know, she's kind of white.
Thank you. When we do a collected meditation, then what happens is we're actually consciously shifting the collective as well. And that's really exciting. So let's do an energy meditation all together. We're going to do an imagination one.
That's good.
Okay, so everybody close your eyes. And let's see above your head, about 2 miles, a golden ball. See a golden ball above your head and a golden ball below your spine, about 40 feet. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through the spine into the lower golden ball. Good. And now drop an octahedron that's a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball and a four-sided pyramid upside down, meeting the lower golden ball so that you've got an eight-sided figure And inside that, have a big crystal ball. And inside that, a beautiful double tetrahedron, a diamond shape, and you're inside of it. And inside of that wonderful diamond shape with the gold filament moving through your body, spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And a lot of people get really dizzy on this spin. And now as you spin, look in front of you and there is a magical screen. And on that screen, we're going to create some movies. And the first movie is about what you yourself want to become.
Like Spider-Man, because I usually get bit on the leg by spiders a lot.
So you get radioactive powers. Okay, so let's become whatever it is you want. Dade wants to become Spider-Man. And I want to be able to be multidimensional, which might be a similar thing.
And you might want to, like, be magical, too, because that's a great thing, because then you could have teleporting powers.
That's exactly right. So we'll see teleporting powers in our magical first experience. Now, the second one, when you've got that going and you feel what it's like to be magical, to be have magical powers, then move over to the second movie that we're creating. And we're creating a project. So what is it you want to create as a project?
I would like to create my very own web shooters, if the web slingers are very expensive. I mean ones that shoot sticky water.
Okay. And so we're going to create that with our mind, because if you can put it in your mind and create it on the screen, then you'll bring it to you a lot faster, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to create, and I'm creating a television series, and I'm seeing all the people and the money that come together to help that series grow, and all of the people that want to see it, and how the presence of that TV show just grows and grows and is recognized and of good service.
Excuse me, but your video show is kind of good, and I'm really glad to be in it.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And then we wrap that project in light. And now we move into the Galactic Healing Center. And in the Galactic Healing Center...
Why am I laughing so much? There's something really funny right now.
I want you to see in the Healing Center some beings that help you heal, that have healing abilities. We might be taking a little station break here in a moment. Anyway, we'll try this out. We're going to have a little healing table, and there are magical beings around the healing table. And you lie yourself down on the table, and you ask for help, and these healing beings help you. And they might make you feel better. I can feel the energy of them as they move around your body.
I can really help the Grammy. The story you're really telling is kind of true, because I can feel those, like, magical beings right now.
Excellent. And have them working on you. And when you really feel the presence of that healing in your own body, then let's have a new healing center, wrap it in light, and have the healing team duplicate themselves and use a new, fresh table. And bring in somebody you know needs healing. And lie them on the fresh table. Can you do that?
People, I have something to really ask you for a sec. See, sometimes my dad usually gets bit by spiders, so,
I think we better not talk about this on the air, okay?
Well, actually, I just need to, like, tell them how to do this other meditation stuff.
I wanted to finish mine, and then you can do yours, okay?
Well, I'm actually going to tell them something very quick.
Okay.
So, my meditation is, like, sometimes I really, like, roll and then stop on one foot like this.
Excellent. And, Seth, I think what I'd like to do is have a little station break. So can you play some music? And I'd like everyone to think about a question and to call in shortly. But I'm going to take a little break so I can nestle someone into the movie screen in the other room. All right.
Okay.
You there, Seth? I'm back, everyone. Thank you for being patient, if you were. And I hope you're going to be calling in. I'd really like to talk about projections and more projections. And one of the things, and I'm sorry we didn't finish the meditation, but one of the things that I want to talk about with projections is how we're learning over and over that we create our reality. And I always said the same thing. I don't know from where. And I find using the term projections is helping me more and more understand the where from that I create my reality. It's from a very deep cellular place a lot of the time. So, for example, with The Secret, some of us have been frustrated because our ability to manifest hasn't quite been as rippity-snip as they promised us in that show. And most of us know it's because we've been ignoring the emotional aspects that are underneath it. Or I guess I would say it's we had to plumb the depths of our subconscious mind, superconscious mind, and even find our links and our relationship to being wooed or created by the collective, you know, other people's thoughts and feelings that are out there, and some of them have been out there forever and a day. So let's talk about what you're projecting. What are you trying to create in your world? And I'll love to work with you, with my guides and angels, and look at what you're creating, where it's coming from, and where you feel stymied and stifled, and try to bring forward or help you redesign. Because we can take ourselves off that wheel of repeated behavior that keeps us in potholes of patterns and really become quite astute at actually changing our reality and taking charge of it. So why don't you call in? Our numbers are right there on your computer screen, I'm pretty sure, right now. And I'd love to talk with you. Now, as I keep referring to Dwal Kool's book, is one of the things that happens when you're beginning to understand your projections is you back up from what it is that you're experiencing at this point in your life and at this time. You back up from it and you feel within your body, mind, what it is that's going on in you. And so if you're feeling like angry or tense or how about this one where you're feeling envious or competitive or afraid that you, what are you afraid of? That you never get the good jobs or that you always come second in life or people always betray you or you can't. You're very worried about your home because you know people are going to break into it all the time. Or you look at somebody who looks askance at you and you feel that really deep, I know that they're, it's kind of paranoia, isn't it? I know that they're judging my hairdo or whatever, you know. So what's going on in you and how are you getting along with your mate or your spouse or your search for a mate? I know a lot of you who are doing that as well. What's going on and what are we projecting out there? So call in. I'd love to talk to you about that. And about anything else, we know so much about the shift these days. We know so little and so much. We just know that it's a huge shift in consciousness. And there's going to be this like flip into a different way of being and a different level of personal empowerment. And it's going on a collective level as well. And I really believe that looking at our projections and shifting from those is to participate fully and wholly in what could be the shift. I remember Swami Beyond Ananda talking. He and Bruce Lipton wrote a book called Spontaneous Evolution, and he was talking about how we've built it up in our cellular structure. We've built it up, as I understand it, in our vibrational structure to actually be prepared for an amazing, sudden quantum leap in human consciousness. But I think what's really interesting is that what's going on all over the world right now is pretty... what would we say is really, really intense, that the power structures that we've accepted, for example, even in projections, believing our projections for so long. Hi, I'm glad you called in. Just hold on one sec. So believing in our projections for so long or living into them and having the vibrational fields be a little bit slower and so on, we didn't really feel that we could... be outside of what is sort of a hierarchical power thing, did we? And right now, I think we're getting hold of the fact that we might be able to blast away some of these huge oligarchish power-mongering things that are polarizing, that we're polarizing, our planet is polarizing toward. Anyway, we have a caller, so let's talk to you about what's going on in your world.
Hi, Veronica, it's Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm a little bit, I'm good. What's happening in your world? There's a lot of changes going on right now, and the planetary stuff is really difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, I keep on getting between the, the good feelings and the not-so-good feelings. I don't call them bad anymore, but they're just not so good.
Yeah, the polarization.
Kind of heavy feelings, yeah. But it's been good lately. I think I got latched into some energy again, so it always feels like a roller coaster ride.
I've heard from a lot of people lately that are talking about how, like, they're not sleeping, or I don't know if you're feeling any of that. But
definitely. Mm-hmm. I keep on waking up all the time. I don't feel the need for much sleep, actually. That's the strange thing. You know, so my body has a habit of sleeping, and it wants to sleep because it likes being unconscious. It likes being in those other realms.
What about dreams and such?
I'm trying to think. It seems to be related to families, to people that I might have known. Well, it's with family members and then other people that I knew years ago that I haven't been thinking about for a long time. That's interesting to me.
And when you say it's been related to, are you saying that they are coming back into your life? Or
they're coming back in my dreams in my life.
Hmm. And what do you think that means?
I don't really know. I mean, I know that there's a lot of work that's being done on the other side and, you know, on all of us, particularly when you're on this path. So, not sure. I'm not sure. They are different than they were before.
I'm just sort of laughing because the way they show it is that with the arrival of some of the people that maybe you haven't heard of for a while, you get these like little morsels coming up from the subconscious. This is kind of a graphic thing. Morsels coming up from the subconscious of how you developed a reaction or ostensibly a projection from an experience that may need to be cleaned up, you know, that may need to be cleared up or is available to be cleared up is a better way to put it rather than need.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it looked like little flecks of stuff rising to the surface coming up for you. You look like you're cleaning up a lot. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
You look like you're cleaning up a lot of old stuff, girl.
Well, what I did recently was I was having a lot of resistance issues. You know, we had two meetings. By the way, I wanted to recommend to anyone who's listening to have a private session with Veronica.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
It's just an amazing thing. I can't recommend talking to her privately alone highly enough that she really gets to the root of things and, you know, can leave you feeling pretty high. So,
thank you. You're making me feel shy, but thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, it's just that, you know, you're the real thing. So there, not everyone is.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So, yeah. So, my friend Shelley, who whenever I'm with her, I feel energy and it's a good thing. And so we channel together a bit. And Shelley's actually going over some very interesting things about using ancient Hebrew language, Egyptian symbols, things like that. So, and I'm bringing in stuff about numbers. My dreams seem to be related to numbers lately.
Right.
I had some interesting insights about numbers and the co-activation stuff. So we have these things, and I told her, I said, a lot of resistance, and you had identified a couple blocks in our last conversation. And that's what I think this projection thing's all about, is that I think the first step is always the blocks. It's always to go back to where are, before we can go forward, we have to find out what's keeping us from going forward.
Yeah, and sometimes the greatest keys are some kind of puny behavioral thing that you don't think is significant at all, but it's kind of a strand that's come through for quite a long time or quite a lot of lives.
Yeah, well, you know, in my book I talk about the relationship of thoughts to beliefs, the beliefs to emotions, and then that becoming reality. There's a definite correlation in almost like a linear path that happens. But she said something that was interesting. She's had an interesting practice. She says, go back to the full moon in your mind. You know, the full moon you release. And she said, release all those things you no longer want to hold on to. So what I did a few days ago is I just took all those words, all those ideas, all those thoughts, all those images of lack, frustration, blah, blah, blah. And I commanded that I not have them anymore.
Yay.
And because it was very, very powerful. And it worked like instantly. Now, I'm sure not everything's gone. And it may be just one of those things, and you know, you have to do it over and over again. But I don't want to bring those words too much into my circumference by doing it over and over again. So I did it twice, you know, one on each day. And now I'm just sort of now just replacing those ideas with other ideas. And I'm amazed at how much now I can visualize something else. So until I could drop those things, I couldn't visualize.
I couldn't
believe
in my vision.
And what are they? Couldn't feel.
So that was the old emotions, beliefs, everything that you can think of, projection.
Yeah. Yeah, in other words, projections are based upon emotional realities, because a thought doesn't have an emotional reality just by itself. And until you put the electrical charge of the thought or the magnetic charge of the thought onto it, of the emotion onto the thought, they don't have any reality. But by the time something has become like a projection, it's got a life of its own.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Almost like, yeah.
I'm fascinated by that.
It's like a fragment of yourself.
Mm-hmm. And it's not real, but it can go on for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So it's like, oh, my.
Oh, yeah. I've come to the belief some entities are merely projections of emotional energy.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a whole conversation we could have some night, because that's a long, deep, awareness. Yes, I agree with you entirely there.
Yeah.
So is there anything you want to ask? I appreciate what you said, too, building up the light there.
Oh, yeah. I think one of the things I really want to know, and it sounds so silly, but what is the name of the music that you play? You were just playing earlier. That was amazing. I want to know that eventually.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's by Amrita Cottrell, and I think it's called musichealing.org or something like that. She had breast cancer. And the first breast was removed, and then it returned to the second breast, and she got a message from her own guidance to use music and sound. So she went to college, went to university, and created a musical foundation on many, many levels, and she just let the intuitive sound come through and healed her own breast cancer, and is very much a sound healer these days in Santa Cruz area. Wonderful woman, and I love her music. We find that it has such an impact.
Yeah, it definitely does more than resonate. So, you know, when I'm feeling energy like this, music just takes me into a completely different space. I mean, I've heard music when I feel like this that just, you know, it just feels like it's doing something inside my body. And I think that maybe that's what her music is doing.
Well, I'm sure she learned it for that. And I know she used a lot of guidance. But she also studied like mad to bring it all together. So bless her heart for all that she does for the planet, you know?
And I guess my question would be, well, first of all, my question would be regarding your projections is that, or your question about projections, is do you have a good way of identifying those projections, I mean, inside of oneself and then dismantling them?
Well, you know what's really funny is I could say I do, but I'm old enough now to know that as soon as I think that, then I've got some more learning to do. So I would say that how I do it is I call up an awareness. For example, thank you. Hold on for a sec. I just want to finish this thought. My favorite way of learning to change things is similar to your calling up all your beliefs and so on and commanding they be gone. But I call it up. I just say I want to feel what the projection is here in this situation. Mostly if I'm, like you said, emotional. If I'm somewhat annoyed but don't want to be annoyed or something of that ilk, I just say to my angels and guides, okay, I want to be aware of what that projection is. And usually over a day or so, I get blindsided sometimes with like a deep anger and then more consciousness about what it is I've been living out and what beliefs that have been in there. And it's really quite amazing. And that works for me every time. And it isn't very comfortable and isn't very instantaneous. But I think it's quite thorough.
I think it's important to understand in that process that that the emotions that sort of hold that belief and that projection together need to somehow release. And in the releasing of it, you want to make sure there's nobody around, you know, setting off.
Well, I don't know about that because I find myself going, oh, hey, everybody, I'm really angry. and I can often chuckle with myself because I'll suddenly realize that, boy, and I'm getting triggered by a whole bunch of things which shouldn't logically make me angry. So I just try to, I find I don't have to get as mad as I used to. I don't, you know, we've done a lot of work, Aaliyah, haven't we?
Yeah.
And so I agree with you, and to make sense of emotion and really bring it up is good, but for me it can be pretty funny these days rather than quite devastating, which it used to be. But we have another caller, and I loved your call, and I appreciate that you called in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Your light's beautiful. Thank you. Now, that was a good broad, sweeping spectrum of what we're going through, and I really liked her channeling. We'll get through more conversation about the Ka and the various things she's learning at another show. So you're on the air. Who are you? Hello?
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Tucson.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you? How are you tonight?
I'm good. I wanted to talk about the projection because I did get Dwell Cool's book. And
good. You like it?
I had been Yeah, I'm almost finished with it. I was reading through it, and I thought, well, this is interesting. I'll just kind of check this out on the projection issue. And I had this, it was really two instances that were really quick that came up, and it was actually in the same day. And one of the projections, or one of the feelings that came up was that I've been financially irresponsible. And my second thought was, I wonder what will show from this projection, because it's not necessarily true.
Hmm.
So by about 3 hours later, I actually opened a bill that I hadn't opened, and it said I owed, like, I don't know, $60 more than I owed, and it caused this huge conflict, and I couldn't reach anybody, and it was just a real frustration, and it all started from that I'm financially irresponsible.
Because in essence, you weren't.
No, I wasn't. But it came back within just a few hours, that projection, that thought.
Oh, that's great. So what did you do to change it?
Well, the next day I worked it out with the person and, got the facts to them, and But I was observing the projection of, or I was observing that thought being a projection and then observing what was going to come of it. And then by the next, like I said, in a few hours, I had this kind of complex thing that irritates me that happens in my life quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day it cleared up.
Hmm.
So
I want to ask you
this,
Steph. Underneath it, did you feel how sometimes you expect that you yourself aren't doing? There's another thing underneath it about you judging yourself or you not expecting yourself to have certain things together or something.
Yeah, not being able to manage that way on the earth plane because I'm not really always functional that way, at that level. So, yeah, that's an old buried kind of issue that's routed through my life. It's a theme, I guess I would call it.
Yeah, but I would say also that it's got, I mean, if we're going to talk energy, and you also work with energy all the time, I felt it as kind of like a hot thing underneath what you were talking about. Like it's like a molten gas in the earth or something underneath the projection.
Yeah.
I went, oh, that's interesting. So that an answer to Aliyah, what is it like and what do you do? I'm going, how interesting. To me, there's always a deepening of what's underneath that and what's underneath that and what's underneath that, all of which project through into the moment, don't they?
Yeah, because there's a real fear. I don't know, you know, there was a real fear or a real, you know, I'm going to be in trouble or, you know, all those things that came up with it, or I'm judging myself for really being financially irresponsible and that being a judgment, and then getting, when I got caught up in the incorrect financial dynamic, it is so upsetting to me, you know.
Yeah.
It really sets me off. So yeah, there's more to it than just what occurred, but it was just watching the projection of what occurred and how fast it came around.
Well, let me play. That's excellent. It's very magical, actually. And there's another thing underneath it, which is like that. What is it? Something like, and that's why things don't work for me, or something. That's
something I have so much trouble with this.
Yeah, there's something way underneath. It's like, that's why my life doesn't quite work out for me. It's all connected.
Yeah.
And it's like a spiral. So the more you talk about it, the more we get these spiraling other bits and pieces that circle around it. And the thing I love about that is then going back inside and letting yourself have those, to me, they're energetic and heat and cold experiences to come up. I think you're dealing with it. You're actually getting rid of it, aren't you?
I would hope so, because I'd like to be stronger and more clear with it and more empowered with it rather than afraid of it, the financial dynamic.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, if the financial thing is that whole thing of us radiating, of us receiving and being in the flow of giving and taking, giving in the flow, the energetic flow of abundance.
Right, yeah.
You're actually moving away some of the stuff that blocks that, aren't you?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, because your life, when you think about it at a very deep level, you have some... I'm doing a reading on your deeper things. You don't mind, do you?
No, I don't mind.
Because what I'm seeing is, again, on the spiritual level, some of these projections that you're putting out to do with the finances or whatever, deserving and that stuff doesn't come to you very easily and so on, a lot of that has to do with some very deep spiritual commitments to. So let me see, how can I put this? It looks like there's a question way down deep in there about what is of the higher nature, what is right, what is okay to have and do and be, and what is okay to participate on the planet. See what I mean? There's something really deep in
there. Yeah, in the area of being of service and what that means, and I mean, it gets kind of complicated in my mind, you know?
It's very complex, but it comes right up to the financial responsibility. because that takes that word responsibility.
And it makes my body shake, and it makes me feel a little crazy and all that inside, you know. So it, I must have hit on a hot one.
I think it's a really good one because you're probably not the only one that has some version of that. In fact, I know you're not. It's a huge thing. But for you, it's specific. Okay, so here's another thing. How it comes up specifically, energetically, emotionally, and again, I keep getting heat and cold and physical stuff.
Yeah.
Specifically is your imprint, but the subject lines aren't really just you, are they? There are a lot of people, huh?
Yeah, good point, huh?
Yeah, it's a really interesting subject.
Another projection that I did in the same day amongst this other projection was as I was going to pick up a part for our Mustang that broke down. And I work on cars. I've worked on cars since I was a young kid.
Hmm.
And I love working on cars. And, you know, this is a little hot rod Mustang. It's my daughter's. And anyway, it broke down. And I pulled up to the parts store, and I've had it happen before, but I just had this projection of these people are going to talk to me like I'm an idiot woman, and only comment about what I should say to my husband. And I walked in, and that's exactly what happened. Here's the blueprint. Here's the blueprint. Your husband might need these schematics to put this steering wheel back together. And Ronnie, I'm the one doing it. I'm the one working on the car, right? And I didn't say a word because I knew I got it, that it was a projection when I walked in there, and I knew I got it right back as soon as I stood at the counter.
Isn't that funny? Well, was that empowering? Like, what happened then?
Well, I was like, boy, it was just magnificent that it was so quick that I was creating that myself, and that was my awareness. That I was creating that response from these people, most likely by my projection or belief that that was going to occur.
And it really is tricky to actually get it in that second, isn't it?
Yeah, and it really made me giggle. I mean, I didn't feel the way I can feel, which is like I wanted to argue with them, you know. I didn't feel defensive. I didn't feel defensive when I
did.
Was
you neutralize
there,
it?
I think so. In that moment, in that projection, in that sense.
How does it feel when you? I mean, I love this question for myself. How does it feel when it neutralizes?
It feels like a butterfly that has wings. Because it does. It's like a butterfly that gets wings. It feels very freeing. And I felt very light and very kind and very, cordial, I guess is the word, as I kind of went through this fancy lobby, you know, talking with people and heading out the door. I didn't feel like a crushed female that was being judged as a female that couldn't work on cars, you know?
Right.
nor did I express that I'm the one that worked on the car.
That's great.
I didn't say anything.
Which would have been
that.
A defensive
yeah.
kind of thing. And it was Aravinda that said. What?
I caught myself wanting to get into it and state that I was the one doing it. And I thought, no way, I'm not going there. So I had a momentary reaction, and then it was just like, it's gone. I don't need to do this.
And it probably won't happen anymore.
That's what I wonder.
Yeah, I do too. Well, you're going to have to.
I want to try it again just to see.
I was just going to say you're going to have to report back. Yeah, well,
it was fun.
I was talking earlier about being angry. All of a sudden, I was getting really angry, and part of what was happening was I was being triggered by an awareness over and over again that I would project less than to others to make situations kind of harmonious. And once I started to become aware of it, it began to snowball, and I saw how many ways I have done that. And I really had to go through a tummy ache and a, you know, like one of those like burning balls in your stomach and an anger until I worked my way through it. I don't think I'm going to do that again. But it was a really odd distortion of some kind of spiritual obsequiousness or some, I don't know. I can't even explain it logically, because this is what I started to say earlier, is most of this stuff isn't logical thought. It's
like
catching
spontaneous.
The feeling.
It's not necessarily predictable. It just kind of pops up or comes up or is brought up, depending, right?
Right. And in my case, I don't know about everyone else or yours as well. In my case, because your responsibility and money thing, my case, it hit many, many situations before I could really get kind of, how would I put it, not in my mind, not in my thought, but in myself, for myself to actually feel it. And then there was a profound...
I think I got that at this, when I went to the park store place, but I don't think I'm complete with the financial thing.
No, but it's so complicated. I mean, when we were looking at it, it went through and it had layers and striations and links to other aspects. That's what could make it very fascinating as we track it down, can't it? And I think just asking yourself to reveal it, asking your higher self and your angels to boot it up so you can see it wherever it happens, I think is the greatest way to illuminate our projections and see the complexity.
Yeah, and that scares the hell out of me because well, if I'm gonna work on this, then my whole foundation that I don't really have anyway when it comes to finances is gonna fall to worse than it already is, you know?
Oh, but that's a projection
you're right.
Yeah, that's a cause and effect. See, that's the other thing, everybody at home. It's all cause and effect that we're making assumptions about. You see? Do you see what I mean? And it's like, if I work, I don't want to change
of
this because I won't be secure in whatever it is I believe. But you and I and many others listening to Radiance by Design don't want to hang on to our beliefs. Hello?
It's not secure anyway. I mean, I really appreciate you saying that. That is a projection as well. And there really is no stability anyway. So, you know, why not go for it?
Well, and we're looking for a quantum leap out of that kind of, what is it? It's like almost an elastic but sticky texture of our subconscious reality, kind of a big goo we're trying to step out of, right?
Exactly. I'm sorry?
I just want to say it's good to keep a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, it is, and I so appreciate you saying that cause and effect and reminding me of that, because I recoil because I get afraid
it
further.
You've been very brave to put your issue up on global radio with me. I appreciate it very much.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
And thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night, honey. That was for me, that was a fun call because we got to wander through some pretty in-depth conversations. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I love to work with you all. And thank you to Aliyah for praising my work, but her own work is pretty exciting too. And Stephanie is also a channel, an intuitive, and an amazing healer. We're all trudging away, aren't we, you and I, all of us are really working hard to step ourselves out of that, as it's called the tyranny of the mind, and give ourselves the freedom to step out of that wheel of karma. Karma being, in this case, is being a collection of thoughts and feelings and reactions that we've just dutifully added to instead of becoming more and more our real self. And we're getting there, ladies and gentlemen. Right after this, Jackie Salvitti in ET Healing Explorations in Consciousness. Jackie and the team is just amazing. We all love them. We all love Jackie, who's a wonderful healer. They're also working on projections. They do it with much more of a consciousness of extraterrestrial work. Oh, goody, one more call before we're done. Hello.
Hey, Veronica, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good.
I just caught the end of your show, and I just wanted to comment the projection.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Gandhi. And how purposely, with so much intention, when he communicated with people opposing his view, it was always with love. That was separate from their intention and what they wanted to do.
Well, you know, I really appreciate that, because one of the things that I was going to talk about tonight but I didn't get around to yet, and you just are doing it, is consciously projecting. That's exactly what Gandhi did and taught, hey? And that's... We might talk about this again next week, because it is a subject that might take more than 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, let's go then, because
thank you for completing the thought for us. It's wonderful, Kathy.
All right.
Take care.
Good night.
So that was actually right, because as we discover the projections we're making, we then they melt. When you just give them attention, look at them, and let them be, like Stephanie says, like a butterfly, but don't be surprised if they're linked to many others. And so as you go through that labyrinth and the myriad of them, and you call in your light and your purification, or as Aaliyah said, is commanding, I'm done with all these thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. And you get these shots of energy and these shots of light, and then consciously project. I project love. I project one of the things, and again, I'm referring to matter of mind a lot because it really got me going, is three words. There's a little more definition around them, but I believe it's compassion, altruistic thought, and wisdom. I read those, and I just started to run them through my mind all the time, saying if you use those three all the time, or 24/7 if you can, then your body will have, your body mind, your energy body will pick up and have an amazing light to it. And to me, that's kind of like a kind of a nugget style of creating conscious projection through you. But it's by choice. And of course, you and I know we could break it down and see how those things could attach to projections that are already there. But I think that means another show. If you'd like a session with me, call me, write me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. I'd love to talk to you, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. And then we've got some paradigm shifters coming up. I want to do some more on sustainable living. We had a sustainable living guy on Tuesday night. He was very good, Terry Meyer. He has a certain aspect of using wind turbines and combining them with several other ways of being sustainable, but hooking into the grid. So I think we're going to go after somebody who is even more on the, like, the real grassroots, the real sustainability that can even get off the grid. So I don't know. We're looking for people like that. I'm looking for all kinds of characters these days, conscious parenting and so on. So if you have some ideas, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle. So I'm going to be seeing you at the top of the hour, and take in some light from above, and these crazy rambunctious lights that are coming through from the universe, bring them down, send them out through your heart, and let's project light and love to one another in this Radiance by Design community. Many blessings, and thank you for listening.